It's been a long time coming.
What's up with it?
What's going
So how you doing?
on? I'm good. I'm good. I'm excited. Instagram not hating on our situation. It's
Right.
working out. I got nervous though. I was like, oh shit. Maybe we was probably requesting at the same time.
I don't know. That
What's
probably
your
was. I
name,
don't never get the
girl?
request though. I don't ever see the request pop up.
Real?
Yeah, for real.
I
Must be
thought I
tweaking.
was doing something wrong.
I should be tweaking.
It's working. All right. Well, I mean, we can wait for more people to get in, but you know, it's definitely going to be recorded, and we'll catch everybody can catch it on YouTube and all of the streaming platforms
What's up?
tomorrow. Hey, y'all, to everybody that's joining. All right, so we're going to jump into it. So I always start off with my guests. I always start off with the this or that game. So it's about five questions of things to choose from a this or that.
All
I'm trying
right,
to clear the screen. All right. All right. So our first one is, I should have had this pulled up. All right. Basketball players. So Joel Embiid or Nikola Jokic? Hopefully I said his last name
Embiid.
right. I said it
Jokic.
right.
You try. Look, you get some
All
points. You
right.
don't get
Okay.
2 points.
That's right.
You don't get
I
10, you
tried.
get two. Yeah. I go with Embiid, though.
You go with Embiid. Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
I had to ask a few people. A few people that I know, because I don't really know shit about basketball.
Nah,
I
Embiid be going crazy. Yeah, Embiid be
For
doing his
real.
thing.
All right, somebody else said Jokic too. So he plays for the Sixers, right?
Yeah,
Joel Embiid?
Embiid played for the Sixers. Jokic played for the
All
Nuggets.
right. So I know Joel Embiid because I'm from Philly with
Okay,
the Sixers. So I know.
that's why I'm rocking with him. You feel me? East Coast type shit, you know? Type shit.
Got you. Okay, yes, I can repeat the options. So the options were basketball players, Joel Embiid or Nikola Jokic?
Jokic.
No, look, I am
Nicole,
butchering this shit.
I think it's like Nicole Jokic or something like that. I
Oh,
think that's how they say
all right. This sounds like a Russian last name or something.
it. Yeah, exactly. You want to know.
It is. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So y'all can put your answers in the chat, and we're gonna go through them as we're going along with the questions. So the next one is, I know you're a barber. So cut, right? Well, the type. So a high fade with a curl sponge or a taper?
Table.
Which one do you, which one?
Probably the which one I want to do more.
Yeah.
That's hard.
A hard one?
The sponge is like more work, so I like that. So
Okay.
like the high fade with the sponge, that's probably gonna, cause I get that motherfucker drip, you know, for the picture. So fade
Right.
gonna look good, but that sponge, once you hit that sponge, it's gonna, you know, that's a different. So yeah.
I will say, as far as I think that's like the sponge is like kind of popular now for guys. It's like
Yeah,
the
so
okay.
they gonna go.
Maybe.
That's a go-to for sure. The
Got you.
waves is
So is
it?
it the
Hey,
old
look,
heat?
it's crisp every time though with the taper every time. So you can't fail with that. But it's more fun to do a taper with the curl just because I probably get to go crazy with it. If they don't come in with the help, like maintenance, I could blow dry, get it to the length I need, cut it
Right,
down, sponge
work your
it.
magic.
Yeah, you feel me? I get to go crazy. So yeah.
Got you. So another question though. So is the taper more so like for like the older men? Do you find like older men just like simple stuff? They don't really mess around with the curly
Right,
towel.
exactly. Yeah, they just want their shit no guard close to the head. They don't want
Okay.
nothing crazy. They don't need no spray or nothing. They just trying to get in and out type shit. So
Got
yeah.
you. So one older guy I did ask like with the questions, because you know I'm like, all right, I don't know what do you call them? What's the names for the cuts? So he
Now
was like a one and a half, I forget
that's
whatever
what he
else
get.
term.
He said what he
Yeah.
get.
And I was like,
Yeah.
all right, this don't even sound like no, I don't know, not that I know, but like I was like, I
Yeah.
know you would know because you're a barber.
Right. Yeah. It'd be different when they get that deep. They be like, they need a one and a half closed up top, and they be knowing what they want. Some people be knowing what they want, you know.
Gotcha, gotcha. All right, cool. Ooh, so our next one is music artists.
So.
So would you choose Lil Durk or Lil Baby?
Dirt. Sliding on the rack all day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I did my homework
Smart for
because are you from Chicago?
president. Yeah, smart for president.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you in Atlanta, right? So
Yeah,
I was like, oh, this gonna be perfect. One of the
facts.
artists is from where he's from and one is where he's at now.
Yeah. Yeah,
Okay. So I'm gonna choose. I can choose this one with you. The other two I ain't know nothing about. But I like both of their music. I'm not really into rap that much until it's like the battle stuff, and I'll be like, "Ooh, I like what he said."
Yeah, the battle be going crazy. Yeah, I be watching. Them. I feel more so.
Right. But I'm gonna go with Lil Durk on this one because I don't like Lil Baby nail polish, all the stuff that he's doing there. That shit is just
Niggas get that money. Niggas sign them deals they can't say no to.
Right.
Probably in his contract. Yeah. And then he don't even, but niggas, when he get that deep, the motherfucker probably be fucking with that shit. So ain't no telling, you know?
Yeah, like he's too deep in, I feel like, at this point.
Yeah. Motherfucker probably, like I said, it probably was in his contract. He was like, fuck it, let's do it. And I don't give a fuck.
That's smooth.
Niggas be like, I'm up. Fuck you talking about.
Yeah, and just with it. That's so crazy, though. That whole music industry is like, woo. The things that they be doing, Hollywood, like all the crazy stuff that goes down
Atlanta.
There.
That's
right.
Good.
That's true.
Yeah. It makes sense now, but that shit crazy.
It is. All right. So our next one is comedians. This is a good one. I want to know which one you're going to choose. So Deion Cole or D-Ray Davis?
Damn, that's hard.
They both from Chi-Town. I told y'all be doing my homework.
That's hard. Damn. I don't know.
You don't know. That's a hard one. I will say, I didn't really hear too much about Deion Cole within like the last like 5 years, probably.
Oh, he's been crazy. Yeah.
Within them 5 years. But I'm all like, D-Ray Davis been out for a minute.
Yeah, he got history. Like his baby mama was my teacher in sixth grade. Ninth grade.
Wow.
So that's why I'm kind of like, you know?
Yeah, you like kinda,
I got to rock with D-Ray, though. I got to rock with D-Ray. Deion Cole, that man. But I got to start off because, you know what I'm saying? You got to start where you started, so.
Right. And so, D-Ray Davis been around for a little minute, like a hot minute.
Yeah. D-Ray, he's a man, too, yeah.
Deion Cole, I like his recent stand-ups. But, yeah, I'm rolling with D-Ray Davis, too.
Yeah, facts.
That's so crazy though.
Deion Cole is funny though. I don't know. Deion Cole is so funny, man. Damn, that's up. Yeah, that's a tough.
Yeah. You gotta recommend some stand ups of Deion Cole. Send them to me so I can tap into it.
All right, bet I got you. All
right, who y'all going with? Y'all going to choose Deion Cole or D-Ray Davis? Y'all can put that in the chat. We gonna roll on to the next one though. All right, so our next question is is sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
Air Max 95s or Jordan Retro 5s.
Jordan.
Okay.
Yeah.
You said that quick.
Yeah, fine. I didn't have to think about it.
See.
Yeah. Chicago said though, you know, we always wearing mics, so you know, we're
gonna
choose mics over everything. So
Got you. I'm rolling with Air Maxes.
Air Max 95 though, yeah, they fire. I ain't gonna hold you. But the fives though, it's just different. It's different. Especially with
I seen a recent the color was like I wanted to say like an army green. They real nice. So I'm like, all right, I might give me a pair of those just because I like the color scheme.
Air Max colorways be fire too, though. I ain't gonna hold you, but if I got both of them in my hand,
you going with the Jordans.
Yeah. But I like all black or all white shoes. Now I don't really get into the color.
Too much color?
No more. Just because I try to be like, I don't know. Like a professional image all the time. So, like, I feel like with white or black ones, you can never go wrong regardless of who you meet. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
So, that's why I'm trying to get into, like, just wear that forever.
Right.
Until I come out with my shoe. So.
Got you. That definitely makes sense. Yeah. I usually do, well, I'm a girl. So, of course, I'm, like, sometimes with the colors. But I hate women colored sneakers. I feel like men, like, y'all always have better colored sneakers.
Yeah. I don't know. Y'all could get creative. You just got a little feet.
Yeah, but then the colors be so, like, I don't know, like, cheap. Like, it'd be like a lavender, like, who's wearing, come on, a lavender shoe?
Well, that's what the niggas trying to get, because they don't come in their size. They're trying to get that shit.
Right.
Yeah, though, so niggas was trying to get niggas got to go get the women's shoes sometimes because they didn't come out of men. So, right, like, for a couple, couple pairs of 11s or Jordans that way. You know?
I'm not good with the numbers. I need like a Jordan, like a chart, like with the numbers to show me.
That chart is going to help you. Be like, I like these, I like these, I like these. Right. I like these too.
Right. All right. Somebody else said they like fives too. Okay. So a lot of, okay, Janai, you going with Air Maxes or Jordans? All right. Okay. So that wrapped up. Then we got through those this or that questions quick. So that's all of the questions for the this or that. So that just to kind of break the ice before we jump into all of the other questions for the interview. All right. So my next question is, what motivated you to become a barber and a rap artist?
You said a barber and what else?
A rap artist, right? You can say a rap artist, or is there like a different term I should be using?
Everybody got their opinion, so, you know, as long as it's music, I don't really care.
Okay.
Because it's both, really. You know?
Right.
So it's like R&B, rap, I do both depending on, because I started off rapping.
Okay.
But I started singing, so, but then I mix them both mostly now. So it's like, I can't really say I want one or the other. But gotcha. As far as like a barber, I used to cut as a shorty. So that really would put me into the mold of everything. I used to cut everybody's hair when I was a shorty. So when I came to Atlanta, like I'm 34, I was trying to figure out like what can I do? Because I always been a good worker. I got a master's. I didn't play pro ball. I did a lot. So it was like, I know my work. And I was in the military, so it's like, and I'm a business owner, so I, like I said, I know my worth when it comes to
many
my business and being like my just bringing my end to the table at every job that I have. You know what I'm saying? I'm always gonna breed more because that's just me. So it's like I want to do something that I didn't have to, that didn't want it didn't feel like work, something I could do for forever, something I could plant my seed and grow in, and something I could have fun. That I could love and do like for the rest of my life, and said the thing laid itself out, and then I, you know what I'm saying, I hopped up and then started doing it and shit. And I'm looking back, man. So
that's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope. My next question definitely was going to be about playing ball overseas.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So how was that experience? And where exactly did you play ball?
I played in China. I played in China for like, I say, how long was it? Almost like a couple months. Almost a couple months. Goddamn.
Okay.
It was straight though. I was a hostage, but I mean, this is a long story. But it was cool though. They don't try to let you leave when they get you. It's like real, real political. I say that like you learn like the value of, like I said, I know the value of myself. So they like they look at you like money.
Gotcha.
So they like you're a tourist attraction. So it's like they try to and they. Where I was at, they used you for that. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have no translator. You know, I barely could eat because the food was bogus. Goddamn.
Wow.
They held me. I was supposed to leave because I still had a regular job. Like I said, I got my master's, so I was still in school. I had a lot going on.
Right.
So I was just supposed to, I got picked out to go because they came and selected the players for my team. I played in ABA.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just supposed to be like a little tour, like a 2-week, 21-day tour, some shit like that. But they ended up keeping us. We ended up playing Olympic teams and all kind of stuff. And they wouldn't let us go. That's the thing.
They was really trying to keep you out here. Sound like it.
Yeah. So when they did let me go, because I had to threaten I was gonna go to the embassy. They when they let me go, they didn't give me like no direction. I had to get nowhere type shit. They just like, here's your ticket. I had to take like a train. No, I take a cab, a walk, a train to train another cab to the airport. And that was like China big as fuck. China's like
America. Yeah, and it takes a lot of people, right? Yeah. Like it's so packed. I just remember seeing like the trains, like a lot of people, like hardly no space to move around.
Yeah, that's how it is. And then they got sunflower seeds as tall as you because they got people that's been on there from the top of the country to the bottom. Wow. You feel me? So that's what they I was on that train. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, that sounds like an experience in itself. Yeah. Like just living over there.
Yeah, you gotta watch your draws. That shit crazy.
You didn't have a translator?
No, we ain't had no translator. We ain't had no translator, no nothing. No money.
Oh, is that terrible?
They stole the money, got over there, they took the money. Oh wow. Man, there was a whole bunch of shit going on. Yeah.
I thought she was about to say, I honestly thought it was going to be a completely different story. That was a complete hostage situation.
Look, for real. It was fun, though. I'm not going to say it wasn't fun, but okay. It's just like the business side. You know, it's like,
got you.
Yeah, nah, that was on bullshit. So
it was no, well, I mean, you said it was fun. And so, like, what fun things did y'all do over there besides?
Like, playing basketball, like going to different schools.
Okay.
Like, the schools there, like, elementary schools, like, I think I'd be going downtown. I think that what's that school downtown? Georgia State, right?
Yeah.
The football field.
Yeah.
It was like a elementary school that was like they like playground. It was like the size of their football field, like the back of it. It was so big. It was like
it was football field.
Their elementary school, like that shit was big as fuck. It was like had probably like times 5 or 10 amount of people in my elementary school, probably. Like, it was 100, like, probably, like, 1,000 kids.
But it was seemed like it was a lot of kids, right? Like,
yeah.
When I hear China, I just think of so many people.
Yeah.
Like, the population is huge.
Yeah, it's a lot of people everywhere. And it's only Chinese people, because it's like, ain't no black people. You don't see no tourists. You don't see no tourists. Zero. They treat you, everybody going up to you, think you a billionaire or something, crying in your arms, on autographs.
Yeah.
I signed a baby head. So all kind of stuff, yeah.
Did you ever get mistaken for somebody?
They think you Michael Jordan. I'm like, that nigga bald, I got waves. Never mind. So, but yeah, they LeBron James. Anybody black, you gonna be, goddamn.
Wow,
anybody
black, it.
They know. Yeah, D-Wade.
I would have been carrying it just like that, too. Just because I know they were trying to treat you like a hostage.
Look,
shit. I'd be like, yep, I'm LeBron today.
Take me to the airport. Yeah. If only they spoke English, you'll be set.
Right. Damn. So what was your like primary method, being so you didn't have a translator? Like for just figuring things out.
Shit, I mean, they make it like fail proof, so they just put you in a hotel. Or I did a lot of traveling out there. So it was like you always doing something, so you don't really have time to need their attention.
That's
how they set it up, you know?
Okay. Yeah,
so that's really good. Like small jets, planes, buses, going up the mountains, going through the mountains, going through villages, doing different events outside with the parks, the community, the elementary schools, the colleges out there. It was a lot. We had a lot of fun. The community, everything. Yeah, it was lit. We played the Olympic team. It was fun. I ain't gonna lie, say it wasn't fun. It was just like, if I would have had something else, if I would have had standing on my mind, I probably could have enjoyed it a lot better. But I still enjoy myself, but it's like, I ain't want to lose my job in America either, you know?
Right. So you had to kind of keep things close-knit while over there.
Exactly.
Man, that was an experience. I can't imagine.
Yeah, definitely.
I thought about taking a trip over there because I used to sell here and I will always communicate with a lot of the vendors over there in China. So I was like, I should just take a trip over there.
They got the best shit over there for everything.
That's where I was getting my hair.
I had seen them. They were making pearls. You could see them. I got video of it. They opening the clam and making the pearls out the clam. Like,
right.
I can't imagine how much money this is worth. I definitely got some.
Yeah, that's definitely stuff you're supposed to get to bring back.
Oh, yeah. Facts.
Wow. So. I can only imagine. You know, China make any and everything.
Man, for real, though.
Yeah.
Well, if they don't got it, they got something like it, goddamn. I love them vendor sites.
Yeah.
Facts.
Listen,
yeah.
That's where a lot of, like, even when, like, a lot of people that don't know, like, going on certain websites and say, hey, like, your license to get things. That's where all these businesses here in America go. And
exactly.
They just charge everybody up.
Everybody.
Like, these crazy prices.
Fashion Nova.
Yep. And all of them big
man,
companies.
Man, what? Yeah. You'd be mad as hell. Like, Amazon.
Yes.
Let's start there. Look, we're talking in code to a lot of people.
We are. Like, we get a little notebook out. Let me write this down. Yeah, it's wild to see. Once I seen those prices, I'm like, yo, this shit is crazy. Like,
yeah, that shit.
They charging them how much? Like, what? And taxing.
Overtaxing.
Yes.
Like, that's I sell products, too. I sell a lot. Like, I've been selling stuff since I was a shorty. But most recently, I say like within the last couple months, I've been wearing my weight vest. So I wasn't gonna like, I don't like to buy things just to have. I like to buy things if I can sell them.
Okay.
But the price that the vendor was talking about for weight vest, I'm like, what the fuck? What the? But
right.
It's because
you
of the
vendor?
Weight. Huh?
You found a vendor?
Nah, not yet. I just, oh. I didn't have enough time to wait for one. I probably, okay. I could have found one, but I just didn't want to wait. But,
yeah.
You know, it cost a lot for weight vest because of the, you know, the weight of shipping.
Yeah, and ship, yes.
So I was like, yeah, it don't, this is the only thing that don't make sense to buy.
Right, right. And because
let it
of the
be
weight,
a,
though,
let it be an iPhone charger. I'm going to get 100 of them for 99.
You'd have been up for sure.
I'd have been up for sure. Yeah, fact. You know it. So.
They in high demand, especially those chargers.
Man, what? Yeah, so.
Yeah, I used to, I know all about, because again, selling hair, I used to be like, all right, like I got to make sure I have this by this date. Or somebody might be like, I'm getting my hair done in a few days. I need my hair by this date. And then the vendor like, yeah, we can't get it there until so many days. So.
Hating that shit,
yeah.
Right?
And like you want it by what they ask by the boat or by the plane, like whatever's the fastest.
Yeah,
like, the plane.
Like look, give me that shit. The fuck is you talking
right.
about? Total my shit up and have it
right.
here. Y'all know y'all only got one shipping thing. Y'all just trying to upset.
Yeah, try get it. Okay, get me extra, charge me extra. Like it's just crazy. They'll definitely try and get you up. You don't know what you're talking about. Do your own research.
Yeah, definitely. But that's what love. That's why you got people that's buyers and you got people that sellers.
Right.
We're the difference. Yeah.
Right. It's definitely going to tell.
Fact.
So the weight vest, you mentioned a weight vest. So my next question was about training celebrities.
Okay.
And how was their experience? And of course, I want to know which celebrity did you train?
Well, it was a lot of people on the right, but it's too many people to name.
Okay.
Because I know a lot of people. But it was on my old Instagram. That's why I wish I would have still had it. But everything happened for a reason.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, it was most of like a lot of Chicago people that a lot of people know.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And then, like, in that world, I was going up. Like, a lot of people know me probably still, but the way my mind worked, mm-hmm. it moved forward. So it's like I had got hurt in the Army, right? So my mind never works backwards. It only works forward. So anybody from, like, last week, I forgot.
Oh.
So I forgot and don't care. So that's the problem. Like, I used to care,
but
now I don't. So it's just like,
it's like
yeah,
funny.
No, I don't. So no, it's a lot of people, a whole lot of people. So just people in general, you know what I'm saying? But, I can't name any off the top of my head. Not to name mine.
Gotcha. But I do see you work out yourself. So
yeah.
It's not like, I just working out. But you actually work out for sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I be in that motherfucker.
Yeah,
on the court and on the basketball court, and I be on the, in the weights. So.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm in. Shout out to my girl, Thick Fit. So I had an interview with her, and I joined her fitness group.
For sure.
And I was just telling her, like, I wanted to... I'm going to be honest, I was super lazy. Mm-hmm. Like, working out wasn't even a thing at all. Like, I'm like, what workout? And it's not that, like, I needed to lose a lot of weight, but I just felt like I didn't have any, like, strength at all. Like, I was just super weak. So I was like, I'm going to join her. I'm going to join her group. And it's really good. Like, I'd be, like, going to the gym. It's an accountability group. So they hold you to, like, all right, if you're saying you're working out on Tuesday and you don't go, you got to pay money.
Oh,
if you
damn.
Miss a day.
Yeah.
That's so good, just though. Yeah, that's a good way to stop shit. I'm tight. So if I got the what? If I say I'm gonna work out on Tuesday, I'm not paying no extra money.
I'm gonna be there, goddammit. You ain't about to look. You're not about to be looking for me for no fine because I ain't gonna pay it.
Right. So that was really really dope and good. So I feel like working out like gives you like a peace of mind.
Always.
Like to clear your mind. So I'm like, oh, all right, like I should really be doing this.
Yeah.
Benefit from it in multiple ways. So that was real dope.
Yeah, working out is fun. Working out is fun.
If you know what you're doing, though. So, like, you're a trainer. So, I go to the gym. I be freestyling shit. Like, all right, I'm going to try this machine.
Yeah, right.
That's true.
I do got to add my experience, though, because I was a trainer. I was on a trainer for in the streets, and I was a trainer in the gym. So, I did personal and corporate side. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like I saw both. Because when I came home from the Army, I was training for free outside. Like, that's why I can't name the people. Like, I started off the first, like, year doing it. Just like with haircutting. That's why I know... is up there, but the first like year or two, I was training people for free outside, you know what I'm saying, and then built my name up that way. And then by the time, let's say 4 years later, people still they knew me from when I forgot them, you know what I'm saying, then they knew me for that,
right?
And then I started dropping products, and then it all aligned, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah, I definitely feel what you're saying, definitely want to have at least some type of game plan going in that motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. So the more I was going, I was like, all right, so when I go back the next day, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do, like, I was looking up stuff. I had people recommending me, like, certain workouts. So I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'll do this. But it's definitely good. I do, like, I do be getting a peace of mind, especially yeah. with, you know, life. Life is always life in a stressful situation. So
not
why not?
You're in the gym.
Yeah. Right, right. I'm trying to stick to it.
Yeah, just I usually when I train people, I say this, the easiest way to train people is no pressure, because it's already pressure field when you already don't know what you're doing or you lack you're missing something in there. So what yeah. I would say is like this: people say they want to work out 3 times a week. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? You know, it's 24 hours in a day. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And it's 7 days in a week.
Right.
So what I would say is, don't get hung up on having days. Because days equal deadlines. Deadlines create stress. I got a master's in counseling psychology too.
I like that.
But
though. I do. Because so, my mind, I'll be if I get overwhelmed, I'll be like, shit.
Yeah, it's too much.
I didn't
much.
Make
you're
the day.
Out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So break the day up into 2 halves, morning and evening.
Okay.
And throughout the week, just try to get 3 sessions in. So if you break the morning down, you got 14 days instead of 7.
Okay.
So you got 3 times to out of 14 days or 14 sessions.
Yeah.
And look at it as a tally chart instead of, look at it as a tally chart. So just, all right, boop, I got that X down. I did a morning on Monday. So now right. I only got, and then you look at your chart, it looks more than 7 days.
Yeah, because it's stressful. I'll be like, shit, like I didn't make it here. Yeah. You get all in your head, like, damn
and then
it.
Don't not do it for that on by the following week. You're like, damn, I only did one day in the gym last week. Shit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's
okay. You talking about look? That's you, huh?
Yeah. No, I'm tired. I might get overwhelmed. Like, you know what? Shit. Like, it's for me though. I feel like it's always something going on. Like, it's just always something. Especially if you got like work schedule, you working multiple jobs, you're a parent, and just
yeah,
it's just really
life.
Yeah.
And your woman too. So life is definitely. Difficult, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For being a woman doing different tasks and different duties and different roles and responsibilities. So, yeah.
Yeah. But I like the way you just explained it as far as breaking it up into half and then
yeah.
turning 7 into 14. That's more, I don't know. It's like, I'm more of a person, like, I like to see stuff written down or just like a chart. So, I feel like I should try that.
Yeah.
I think
right.
I'm going to try that. Yeah.
Yeah, try it. I used to look when I, so what brought me to Atlanta, I had a personal training director job for LA Fitness. I got hired.
Okay.
So
okay.
that was one of the things, the main reason why I came down. But Atlanta did Atlanta to me before I knew what Atlanta was. I think you feel what I'm
gotcha.
Saying. So
yeah, I got you. I follow you.
Look, we talking another code, goddamn.
Right.
Look, that's part two for that one.
It's a lot of codes in this episode. They going
right.
up on YouTube. Oh damn, we lost him. He should be tapping back in soon. But how is y'all, I was about to say Saturday, how is y'all Sunday going while we're waiting for JR to join us again? All right, you back.
That's how you know we're talking to Cole.
Right, that's your window.
Look, I've been hating since.
Yeah.
So,
that's wild. I'm like, oh, damn. It said JR, he left.
Crazy.
It is.
Still here.
Social networks and stuff. That's why they got to stay tapped in with us, like through our other emails, social networks. Just we can't really solely depend on one social media, unfortunately. Always.
That's why I really be detaching myself from it, but like not detaching myself from it because I use it as a platform.
Mm-hmm.
But once I like got out of the idea of like, I don't know, try to, once I became a barber, I was able to invest more of my time in myself throughout my day. I wouldn't even say other occupations. I say as a barber because, like, I went from being a GM to a barber. And that's a big...
a huge adjustment.
You get what I'm
yeah.
saying? So I had to figure out what works for me
right.
until I grow. And then people in that phase, just because social media is there, you know what I'm saying? You can tap into that life.
It's easy, accessible.
Yeah,
right.
But it's not reality. So it's like I was able to... knowingly invest my time in other things to be more focused on my goals. So that's why I know like the gym and all that stuff. Like, I don't know. I might go back pro one day on accident. So.
Right. That's good that you're still like active because I feel like not that I be too tapped in like with athletes and stuff, but I feel like if you don't stay active and actively work out in the gym, you can kind of, well, just be out of shape. Run, right?
Right. That's what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
That's gonna happen.
Right.
So you gotta stay in the gym.
Yes.
Got to.
Yeah, and I'm getting
But I'm just glad that I found fun in it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's hard. That's hard. Because of basketball. The reason I started lifting weights is because I got hurt in the Army. I was just playing basketball before then. So when I got introduced to loving weightlifting, so it's just different now. Because a lot of basketball players don't lift weights.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then they lift weights, but they don't lift to get strong. They lift to stay athletic.
Okay.
I'm trying to lift to fuck them up.
Right.
On both sides. So it's different. You feel me?
Wow.
So
I'm learning. I'm getting schooled during this episode.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Because I'm telling you, I be going in the gym and just freestyling, but I be looking, like, I'm real observant. So I'll be looking, hey, Ronnie. Just looking at, you know, everybody, like, I see a lot more women are lifting weights. So I'll be like, okay, sis. Like, just like, oh, right. Look at you. Because I feel like that's mainly something that men do. You don't really see a lot of women weightlifting, but.
Nah, you really don't. But it's good, like you said, it is real good to see that.
Yeah. My thing is, though, I start thinking deep into things, and I'm just like, all right. Like, I feel like if I lift weights, like, multiple days when I go to the gym, I feel like I'm going to be real buff up here. Like, I don't want to be all big at the top.
Nah, you ain't going to be that bad. It just depends. It just depends how heavy you go and what you eat. That's all it depends. How heavy you go and what you eat. It's really working out is really a numbers game.
Okay.
And once you figure out your body's algorithm to that, then you just crack the code for yourself. And then now you can play with it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
'Cause you know what you can do and what you can't do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like me, I know what works for my body as far as like eating style based on my living and the way I live. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I never gave diet plans for people because my lifestyle has been different my whole life. So for somebody to sit there and be like, you got to eat this in the morning, in the afternoon, or the evening.
Yeah.
Ain't no telling what I might wake up and, you know what I'm saying? I have a whole lot of emotion going on. One night, I might wake up and have a, you know what I'm saying? So I'm happy that I can eat according to, I just come with the workouts. I ain't about to come with the nutrition. You
with
know what
the
saying?
Okay. Yeah, see, I like your training ethics because I'm a little hard-headed. I don't like being told what to do all the time. So if I'm saying I'm going to work out certain days, I don't want to be told what to eat. Like, all right, damn, like, it got to be strict. Like, and I know, you know, cleaning up your eating habits and things like that. But like, damn, I can only eat this, or like, it has to be certain things. I don't really like leftovers.
Yeah,
meal prepping just seems like leftovers to me because you're just meal prepping. So. It's a lot. It's a lot with it.
Yeah, facts. Nah, fuck that. I just get the workout plans.
Yeah. I be winging it, though. I do got to cut back. Well, I know. I feel like since I've been in this fitness group, I definitely cut back with a lot of stuff. Like, just a lot of bad eating habits. So I have been cleaning things up. But, yeah, it's just something about somebody telling me what I can eat that just don't sit well with me.
Yeah, fuck that.
Right. Hey, Tanier girl and everybody else that's joining us. Yes. Yes, that's good. So, all right. So you don't do the meal prepping and really focus too much on nutrition. How many days a week do you work out?
Shit, right now, I know it's gonna go up more because I'll be working at the school, the barber school sometimes.
Okay.
Like Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, I'm up there working. So I don't have the availability to go those days. But Mondays I go Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays. Those days I either do once or twice, two sessions. So like I'm gonna go in the morning and then I go at night.
Oh, okay.
So maybe that's like 6 sessions, and then Wednesdays nights I try to go. So that's what 7.
Uh-oh, you froze. Okay, so you definitely going. I heard a lot of two times a day.
Probably like 7 sessions. Yeah, probably 7 or 8 sessions.
Okay.
A week.
That's what's up. So you're really in shape. Like, you really do this. Like,
I'm trying to beat up people that cause problems to people. You need somebody to get beat up, let me know. I can beat them up for you, for real.
All right, cool.
Like the dude on my page I just posted. But,
right. I'm sending them your way. Like, well, I know somebody.
Look, hey, call send them my way. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
Right, no, it's cool. All right, we got some people. Hey, Mark Dad, what's going on, y'all? Everybody tapping in.
Look, I want to fuck up with your algorithm, so I ain't going to smoke on the screen.
Oh, all right. Oh, all right, cool. Perfect, perfect. Yeah. Keeping it professional.
Yeah, facts. All right, go.
All right, so I usually do a current event. So being so you are an artist, I got to ask you, who are you picking between Kendrick, Lamar, or J. Cole?
J. Cole all day. Because I was in the two cities. I was stationed in the Fayetteville.
So, okay.
So I'm riding with Cole all day. And Cole, I like Cole energy and his music better. Kendrick snaked out. He only diss people that show him love.
How you diss niggas that show you love? And that's the weirdest thing.
That's
so
Cali
weird.
Niggas though. Cali niggas be on that. I'm learning how niggas be.
And
Cali
that's
niggas
wow.
do that.
Ah, that's their way. But snaked so out. Just it's, lyrically though, I still feel as though J. Cole is the better artist. Like I don't really when I listen to Kendrick Lamar, like I don't really get that many like good lyrics. Like,
nah,
I don't feel like he's that type of rapper.
He not musically talented. He just talented. He like stardom. You know what I'm saying? He like to get people stardom.
Right,
so
right.
He'd rather and that generates income. He's not a consistent artist who his music qualifies him to be a great artist. It's his timing.
Right.
Just like Beyonce. Beyonce a good artist though, so I don't listen to her music. She just got range.
Yeah, she
so
got
I fuck with that.
I feel like she got both. Like, yeah. You know, it's the music, it's that lady is like, woo. Like she's really something else.
Yeah, she's
really like something else. Yes. No. That country album, shit, I've been tapped into it. Listen.
I ain't downloading that shit, but I mean I'll support it.
Right, right. As you should though. As you should.
You me out here. So, I mean, if we're in Atlanta, so niggas, I seen them going to the, because I work right across the street from the Mercedes Benz.
Oh, right there with the concert was at. So you seen all of the costumes, everybody dressed in.
All the men and women, yeah. Goddamn.
And the silver.
Man, what? Look, all the fucking platinum walking around downtown, goddamn.
Right,
cowboy hats. The fuck?
Yeah.
I seen a nigga with a platinum dress and a beard. I said, this nigga's a nigga in a platinum dress.
Right. And I'm sure you in Atlanta, so I know you seen a lot of that shit.
Cutting hair.
That's so wild.
That's different. I mean, had to cut the hair.
Ooh, that's crazy. I can only imagine.
I'm just glad that I had the life that I had before I got to this point because it taught me a lot. I can just say that. I don't know the big word, but it's a big word.
The use for it. But I'm following what you're saying, though. I'm picking up.
Like, containment. Like, it got me, like, and being like open and like
to doing it, because that's your profession at the end of the day. Like sometimes you have to learn know how to separate. So I don't even know the word that we should be looking for, but I follow exactly what you're saying.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, that's your, you know, you wear quite a few hats. So like you're going to come in contact, you know,
facts. You don't
with them at one point.
Especially
yeah.
in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Especially in Atlanta, it's without a choice. You just got to know how to deal with it. You just got to be respectful. You know?
Right, right. And I feel like, you know, once they get just someone giving them respect, like they know how to, you know, give the same respect. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. See? I had,
That's why I'm in the gym.
I can't even say.
Not just flat.
I started thinking, I'm like, damn, when I was in it, I went to Atlanta, this was probably like three years ago or something like that. I was down there for my birthday, but it was cool. No, was it 3 years ago? What was whenever the pandemic was? I think it was like right after that.
Yeah, three, four years ago. Yeah. Where you at right now with it?
What'd you say?
Where you at right now with it?
I'm in Philly.
Okay. Yeah, you out there. Okay.
Yeah.
East Coast, like I said, you know?
Yep.
I'm rocking with AI all day. That's my favorite hooper going up.
For real?
That's why I wore number three.
For real?
Yeah, I'm throwing it up, not up.
Yeah, that's what.
Shout out to
what's
my
up?
Three. Big three.
And I don't know shit about basketball. Look, I know. Back from my youth, like, all right, when Iverson played, I felt like our city was on fire when he was playing during that time. That was some really good times.
Iverson was that nigga, man. Iverson was that nigga. To this day, he's still that nigga.
Yeah, and I love that he still be repping Philly and to this day. Like,
he went
when
to
I
so many
him,
other teams, yeah.
Yeah, still, when I see him, like, courtside somewhere, like, I think recently I see him with the Phillies hat. Like, he really be repping Philly everywhere.
Yeah, that's who.
Yeah.
Philly's where it all started.
Yeah.
That's like me with my barber school. Like, that's why I told them, like, I I come there and help them out whenever. Y'all gave me, y'all don't know what y'all did for me, because
right.
Shit, a lost man in this world is crazy.
Yeah.
Can't be no lost man. So they gave me, any God with the, God in them, they gave me direction and a journey that.
That's dope to hear. And you never know what other opportunities, you know, you may get from out of that.
For real, yeah.
Networking.
Because barbering is just like, it's an art form. Right. And it's just right. Like, once you get the art form down pat, it's nothing but getting better. That's what people don't understand. It's nothing but getting mm-hmm. better. Like, right. Nothing, every time you touch it, every time you do it, it's nothing but getting better in this field. So that's the beauty of the journey. Like, right. knowing that whatever you're about to do, whatever you're about to do is going to be better than what you did last time. It don't matter what it is. A taper, a lining, goddamn, right. Just putting an application on somebody to prepare them for a lining. Everything is going to get better. Because
right.
When you care about something, you think about the process. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
and to be more passionate about it, and I'm a firm believer in like the more you actually practice on your craft, the better you'll get.
For sure, yep. You got to practice it. You got to stay in it. If you're not in the fire, you're not gonna come out of it.
Right. That's crazy. It's so similar. It's crazy how similar barber and like hairstylists are. Like
females
with hairstylists, very very similar.
That's why I say I think I need to date a hairstylist so they'll understand.
Right.
Because it's hard right. to, you got to understand a lifestyle of a barber and motherfucker who don't
right.
got to wake up and do, who can wake up and do what they want to do every day is different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. So, but you down there, I know, listen, Atlanta, one thing about, they got a lot of hairstyles down there.
They got a lot of problems down here. But you got to be hopeful. you got to be
that
hopeful in every
game.
Environment.
Oh, man. All right, well, we're going to move on to the next question.
All right, for sure.
It's the next question and our last question. So, what can we expect from you in the future?
I got music coming. I got to be in the gym more, so who knows what's going to come out of that. But I got some ideas with Barbara, but that's going to come too. So, just stay tuned. I say... this next year is going to be the best year. And I don't say that just by saying it. I just feel like, because every day I live to be better. You know what I'm saying? Yes. That's something I pray for and I live yes. by. So, yes. I mean, yeah. Just, I say check out the new music, merch.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can say, music and merch right now. And business adventures. So
yes. That's dope to hear. Yeah. I'm going to definitely stay tapped in and keep up with all of the new endeavors that you have coming about, for sure.
For sure. Appreciate it.
Yes. And plug in, like, all your social medias. Where can everybody find it? I'll definitely have everything tagged on YouTube and on the streaming platforms as well. Especially that new single. I'm loving your new single. That's dope.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. So, look, and then with that single, Polo G, that's the Polo G spin. He just dropped a song called Heart, like Broken Hearted or something like that.
Okay.
So I just changed
switched the words.
I took the beat.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that's why. Yeah. So I made it. It was quick though. I freestyled that. It didn't take long at all. But I got a new song I'm going to drop Thursday. I might drop a few songs with it because I got like 100 songs I didn't drop last year. So I might just start dropping like 3-4 packages until I get to the point where all right, I'm ready to drop an album. Or something, because I got to actually have a meeting with this guy tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow Monday, right?
Yeah.
About a record label. He wanted to sign me.
Oh, that's dope. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we
y'all heard it here first on a tall woman's perspective. Y'all heard
Facts.
Me.
Facts. Yeah, that way.
Now that's
so
decent, though.
Yeah. I got 23 albums, 24 albums.
Sheesh.
So, stay in tune with the music. I say, my legend. Legendary King JR. Wait, no. King JR Cuts _ Legendary King JR is my IG name.
Mm-hmm.
My name on Apple Music and all music platforms, King J _ I. Apple Music, I got 2 pages, both King JRs. I got some with my music all the way up until I moved to Atlanta. For some reason, they split my shit up. So, so every other page, all my music going to be together. Apple Music got me 2 different pages. So, if you want, one page might have like 11 songs, like the page with that you know of.
Yeah.
That got like 11
with
songs.
With your
it.
Instagram handle picture, right?
Yeah, and then the other one got all my music. So
Okay.
I got music and movies. I got acting movies that I'm supposed to be going out to be in. I got a homegirl, she's a movie director. Y'all go check out Snatch. Snatch S. Carter Productions. She just dropped another movie. It's coming out, I think, August. She just dropped the trailer.
Okay.
But her first movie, well, not her first movie. She got a movie called Circles. And I had like 5 songs in that movie. So those songs are on my other page. But that's you can find those movies on Hulu, Tubi, Amazon Prime.
Okay. Damn, that's all over. That's in them platforms. I know that's right.
It should be on Netflix too, said. But right. Circles, Part 2, Snatched, S. Carter Productions. I got music coming out with them, and I got acting coming out with them soon. It's just about timing. And mm-hmm. What else? Maybe that's it. Yeah.
That's dope.
Fuck with them.
I love it. That's a lot. That's decent, though. You definitely play and look, boots on the ground. You putting the footwork in to get all this stuff done. So that's really dope to see.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yes, no problem. Well, I always extend to my all of my guests. You are always welcome back to come back on for another episode.
All right, but
this is dope. Thank you for doing this episode with me, though. I appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you for having me on here. Yes, I definitely love it.
No problem.
What's up?